he can't hear were the shouts of neighbors on Tuesday night in Oklahoma City as police officers approached a deaf man standing outside his home and holding a metal pipe. A neighbor from across the street who asked to remain anonymous told News OK.
And that's when I yelled out, "He's deaf." And right after I yelled out that he was deaf, it was bang, bang, bang. I mean, it was just, the instant I said that, just right after that, it was bang, bang, bang.
At the receiving end of that gunfire was 35-year-old Magdiel Sanchez, a deaf man who neighbors say regularly carried a pipe to fend off stray dogs around the neighborhood. Sanchez died in that shooting. It's the fifth officer-involved shooting in the city so far this year. Storm Jones is a reporter with KGOU Radio in Oklahoma City, and he's been covering the story.
So we know it all began with a hit-and-run investigation in Oklahoma City Tuesday night. Police were able to track down the vehicle involved that fled the scene, and they found it in front of Magdiel Sanchez's home. When they got there, he was sitting on the front porch. An officer immediately called for backup when they identified the vehicle. Police say whenever officers approached the man sitting on the front porch, he got up with what they described as a weapon in his hand. We know that's a 2-foot-long pipe. He began approaching officers. At this time, witnesses say they're telling the police, who have their guns drawn, one has a gun, one has a taser, they're telling police he's deaf, he can't hear you, please don't shoot. The neighbor told me about 6 people were yelling this at the police officers. But they say Mr. Sanchez keeps advancing towards them. One police officer fires his taser, and the other fires his gun, with Mr. Sanchez about 15 feet away. Witnesses have varying accounts which fired first or if they fired simultaneously. Mr. Sanchez's neighbor also tells me that he heard more than 6 gunshots before the event was over.
So Mr. Sanchez had this pipe, which, as I mentioned, neighbors say he carried around the neighborhood all the time. But was there any indication that he was threatening with it as he was carrying it?
Police say he was using it as a weapon. So they saw it definitely as a threatening object. But like you said, the neighbors say he never left the house without it. It's just kind of a tool that he used to communicate, whether it was tapping on something or using it kind of to demonstrate things.
What are the police saying about this shooting so far?
The police are saying it was just a breakdown of communication. Mr. Sanchez's father, who was the driver of the vehicle, was in the front yard as well that evening, but he didn't speak any English. So Mr. Sanchez, being nonverbal and deaf, and his father not speaking any English, the police really described this as a breakdown of communication. And Police Chief Bill City yesterday said even if the police officers knew the man was deaf, he doesn't know that that would have changed anything, because he described it as a quick, rapidly evolving situation where the officers just had to react.
So as I mentioned, Storm Jones, this is the fifth officer-involved shooting in Oklahoma City this year. What's the community saying about that number and about their unanswered questions about this shooting in particular?
I've talked to members of the Latino community. They say they're skeptical of police interactions, really. Police Chief Bill City has gone out into the community, but they say it's just hard for them to be trusting in the police in this political climate. The deaf community, they also are skeptical. Back in 2014, a similar incident happened in Oklahoma with a 64-year-old African-American man who was stopped after a hit-and-run accident. And when the Oklahoma Highway Patrol caught up with him, he reached for a placard he carries that says, "Driver is deaf." And the police thought he was grabbing for a weapon. And so he was taken out of his car forcefully and ended up with his eyes being swollen closed and charged with resisting arrest. The Oklahoma deaf community says the Highway Patrol learned after that incident, and they're hopeful the Oklahoma City Police Department will learn after this one. They just hate that it takes an incident like this for additional training to be implemented.
Storm Jones, reporter with KGOU in Oklahoma City, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.